My name is Kubro Tsamase, and I am a Motswana author. I've been published through several literary magazines. Womb Sitting is my debut novel.
This is a continuing episode of a series with Tolotso Tsamase. So there's a lot of audience members of the show who've not been to Botswana. Can you give them a taste of what it's like to be in your home country?
You know, I always struggle with this question because it's something that's familiar to me and I never know how to present it in a very objective way. But it's a very quiet, hot, arid place. The people are very friendly. The food is amazing. The music is amazing. And I know that most foreigners usually travel to the Okavango Delta and safari lodges and stuff. So I think this always surprises people. Our population is 2.5 million. So
Wow.
It's very sparse. Yeah.
Is there a large airport nearby or is it a long travel to get to an airport?
Usually when you want to travel to far off locations, we do have an airport and we connect through South Africa, which is our neighboring country. People never know where Botswana is. And I'm like, do you know where South Africa is? We're right next to it because everyone knows where South Africa is.
Cool. All right. What do you see? I'm going to stretch your mind here a little bit, but what are a couple things that are really different about being in America versus Botswana? What are the largest differences?
The food? That's not difficult. Okay. The food. And I think maybe a sense of community. Because back at home, there's a sense of community and kindness and respect. I remember, I think my first few months here, back at home, if you're just calling any type of business, it's always hello, how are you? You know, it's not just, hi, I want this and this and that, even though there's some people who can do that. And so I came with that in the US. I'd be if I'm maybe calling whether I'm looking for a place to rent or something, I'm hi, how are you? And be who is this? So suspicious. And I quickly learned that they don't do this whole it was very difficult for me to just be hi, I want this and this and that.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see. Oh, cool. Yeah. It's more of a relationship building happens before you ask people for something, where here it's okay.
Individualism here. So I heard about it when I was outside, but I didn't know. I mean, there are also other nuances of it, that kind of stunned me a little bit.
Oh, tell me about the individualism. I'm not sure what you're seeing.
So when I was referring to a sense of community back at home, connecting and relating to other people and trying to help each other, whether it's within a family, all gathered together to help, whether it's coming to funerals or weddings, or if a distant relative is having an issue, you all chip in. But then here, there's a sense of individualism that's very prioritized, I think with some families, if something is happening, then they won't all chip in to do that. Or there's a lack of trying to create a community or connection or stuff. And I hope that doesn't come off as offensive, because I've met very nice people as well. So it's not across the board and stuff.
Yeah, I think I see your point, because I lived in China 7 years and then I came back to the States, and I don't think that changed me dramatically, but I'm sure it did some. But when I came back to the States, I noticed that, it did change me some. Is that in China, it's much more service oriented, where when I came back to the States, I meet a new friend, right? They're new. They don't know me well. And I remember she was getting all of these things out of her car, and she has her kids and she's carrying these chairs. She's trying to do it all by herself. And my wife and I are sitting in the lawn wondering where she's at, wondering what's going on. And she's trying to do so much by herself. I said, I told her, oh, it's okay. You just need to tell us you need a hand and we're happy to come over, because otherwise we're, you know, so you can relax and enjoy the park, because we were going there with our families. People, you're right. People in this country are a little bit so independent that they don't know how to ask, or they don't feel like they should ask for help. And sometimes they do a little bit crazy stuff that they don't need to do. Yeah.
And even if you did try and ask for help, people look at you weirdly, you know. I remember when I traveled to Mexico and I was like getting my nails done, and they took so much time and they were talking to me, and I was like, oh, because like when you're getting service here, it's like they just quickly, they treat you like a merchandise, quickly done and move on to the next one to create, to make money, you know. Whereas they took the time and they were talking to you and you get to know the person on the other side. And I was like, wow, okay. You feel human, you know.
Yeah. Right. I want to ask you about your next project. Are you working on anything after Womb City?
Now, this question doesn't terrify me anymore, because I was getting it a few months before I had to deliver my second book to my editor. And I was like, stop reminding me that I have to work on this book. There's not much I can say, except that it's a little bit different from Womb City. It's set within our reality. Not to say that Womb City is not set in our reality, but Womb City was very futuristic. It had all these technologies, and it's set in our reality. And it's about these characters who are in a haunted house, sort of like terrifying them. I don't think it's a traditional haunted house in a way, maybe some elements of it. And it's a little bit experimental. Yeah.
Oh, cool. All right. So no title yet, I take it.
Oh, no title yet. I'm sure that's subject to change.
But, yeah, I understand. Is there anything else that we should have talked about but we haven't yet?
That's it. This was a very fun conversation. Thank you for inviting me here. Oh, some of the directions we took surprised me, but yeah, that was fun.
Oh, good. That means maybe I came up with some directions that'll be unique. Because as you say, sometimes the interviews might sound the same. So I'm always worried about a guest having, kind of following the same template that they had in the past and not uncovering something new. So
yeah, it's fine. I mean, I'm that person where, like, if I'm reading a book and I love this author, I just hunt down every single of that interview. And then sometimes I come through like 10 interviews, like the same thing. And I'm like, I'm looking for something much more deeper. Yeah. Well, hi, my name is Kubo Tsamase, and I am a Motswana author who has a couple of short stories and poems that have been published in several literary magazines. Womb City is my debut novel. If you want to reach out to me, I'm on Twitter as Kubo Tsamase, or sometimes on Instagram. Reach out to me. Tell me what you are reading if you want. Thank you.
Well, it was awesome talking to you, Toto.
Thank you.
This is one of those interviews that sometimes this happens. You get an interview that just doesn't quite, like, something happens and it gets changed and rescheduled. And so it like raises the expectation, like, man, I hope this happens. I've been thinking about Slow on my calendar for a long time now. So it's really wonderful finally meeting with you. And I hope you enjoy Nebraska. And I hope that people are really friendly to you and help you when you need it.
Oh, thank you so much. I also hope you have a good week. I know that you've also had a schedule with work and everything, so I hope that's going well. Thank you so much for your patience, because this was like long due. I really appreciate that. Yeah.
Check out the show notes and you will see useful things such as links to the books from Tolotolo and any other things that we could discover and put together into either pictures or web links. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player. and you can just tap on them for your easy access. Or if you downloaded this MP3 from a website, just go back to the website where you downloaded the MP3 and you will see the show notes right there. This is the last episode of this series. And if you missed some other episodes and you want to find them all collected nice and tidily into a series page, go type in your favorite search engine, Sci-Fi Thoughts, TLO, TLO, TLO. And then you will find the series page.